Long Island's KJOY 98.3. It is Meal Prep Monday on Jamie and Dew, brought to you by Food Bazaar. Download the free Food Bazaar Rewards app today to start earning your way to free groceries. Stephanie from Sweet Savory and Steph.com is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're doing a breakfast this week, a little tongue twister style. What is this called?
Easy, healthy, bruschetta, feta, frittata.
Oh, you had me at feta, though.
There's a handful of ingredients here. There's not a lot of work. The flavor here, it really does taste like gourmet, like something that you would get at a little cafe. We're making this all, by the way, in a frying pan that's oven safe.
Okay.
Because we're going to start it on the stove and then finish it in the oven. So we're starting out with two shallots that are sliced and two cloves of garlic that we're mincing and some olive oil spray. We're preheating the oven to 350, but in the meantime, we're adding the olive oil spray to the skillet and we're adding the shallots to the pan and we're going to saute those for about 5 minutes over medium heat until they're tender and a little bit caramelized. And then we're going to add the garlic in, and we always do that because the garlic takes way less time to cook and we don't want it to burn. So once that's done, we're going to add jarred bruschetta to the pan, and we're starting to combine with the other ingredients. We're just going to simmer that for a couple of minutes. We don't really have to cook anything there. So for our eggs here, I'm using liquid full eggs.
Yes, as opposed to just the egg
whites. Yeah, just because I was lazy here.
Why not?
So we're adding that to the bruschetta in the pan just for it all to combine, and we're going to season with salt and pepper to taste. We're sprinkling feta on top and then fresh chopped basil, and then we're not touching the eggs. We're letting them just cook in the pan like that. You don't want to touch them. Don't mess with them. You want them to start to really like set up, and then we're going to finish cooking the frittata in the oven. So you're going to put that entire frying pan into the oven for 15 minutes.
Easy.
So easy, until it's cooked through. Just make sure that you spray your pan really well so that it can come out really easily. And that's it. So this makes 4 generous servings.
Sure.
You can pair it with some nice toast
or
an English muffin, maybe add some sausage on the side or whatever, but it's so easy. And this is also a really good lunch if you're interested in salad and frittata, you know.
It's like a little brunchy brunch.
Yeah.
For sure.
So this is good for lunch or breakfast.
And I feel like the house is going to smell so good after you make this.
So good.
Bruschetta, feta, frittata. Say it 5 times fast or don't. Just make it. The recipe's up for you now. KJOY.com.